We are here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, talking with Kubota. Court Morris is with us. Court, you guys have just launched a new baler product here at the Farm Machinery Show. Give us the details, give us the background on this new piece of equipment.
Of course. So we started this project back in 2017. We had the concept, we had the design, the idea was there, and the patents were rolling through. But there was more to creating this solution than just a design and just a product can justify. So we called about 40 different commercial producers in the small square bale market, and we asked them, what are barriers in your current production system, and what are some things that you need as that we can help you get as a manufacturing company? And a couple of things that we heard back consistently across the country was labor's a problem, good hands are hard to find, they're hard to keep. Productivity and efficiency are at an all-time need because hay windows are shrinking and they need to get in and out of the field faster, and they need to be very consistent and very high quality bales that they're producing all in that time. And so what we did here is we took our concept and our design and we added multiple different technology pieces to it in terms of moisture sensors, bale scales, bale length, flake count, all viewable from an ISOBUS compatible monitor in the cab. So no longer does the operator consistently have to get out of the tractor, walk to the back, pick up a bale, weigh a bale, measure a bale, shove a probe in it to figure out what the moisture is. They can see all that information from the cab, which that alone has had a significant impact on productivity and efficiency. So aside from that, what else we've done here is this is a patented dual chamber, double barrel style small square baler. And what happens is in the front of this baler where the pickup reel is, there's an intake rotor that's going to split a windrow. If you have a really big windrow, it's going to feed directly into those two chambers. If you have thinner crop, it's still going to feed between two chambers. You can even pick up some significant speed at that point and continue to feed that volume. But no matter your situation, we've been able to design this so you can increase your speed by double. So let's say traditionally you're running 4 miles an hour with a traditional baler. You can easily now run upwards of 8 and even 10 miles per hour with this baler in a field. And that's all done because we can now produce 2 bales at one time with one machine. So back to this whole labor cost situation, being able to do that with one machine pulls not only your producer's whole unit, meaning baler, operator, and tractor out of the field, that value is now just put into this one machine and they're immediately having savings right there off the bat.
And I think about it, you mentioned it earlier, efficiency and productivity and producers finding that ROI on their operation as time just seems like we don't get more time. We lose time on the operation. Things are busy. So a new product like this and all the different features can really help with that producer's ROI and productivity and efficiency, right, Court?
Oh, perfect. Yes, you've nailed it right on the bat. You know, products are not getting cheaper. They're going to get more expensive. Input costs in terms of maintenance aren't getting cheaper. Oils are expensive. Parts are expensive. Filters are expensive. Being able to combine all that down to being put behind one tractor reduces that cost strictly based off the tractor. And then the parts are consistent across this baler. It's just two small chambers put together. It's consistent from one side to the other. And so we've also had an opportunity to kind of help and reduce that cost, which is going to help on that return.
Folks want to learn more about the new products in the lineup. They want to talk with their local Kubota dealer, go online. I'm sure there's a lot of ways to get more information, right, Court?
Of course, there's plenty of ways. They can go on to KubotaUSA.com, and you can find all of our products we offer there. We have a full line of hay tool products, not just small square. We have round balers, mowers, conditioners, tedders, rakes, everything you can think of to get you from the field to the barn in whichever style you want to go. When it comes to dealers, we have 13 pilot dealers spread out across the United States and kind of these areas where we see the small square commercial market to really be a heated spot on that map. We've got about 42 balers that we've produced for these dealers. Coming into year two, let's talk 2027 spring, we're going to double that production and we're going to add about 10 dealers. And we're going to keep ramping that up until we find where the market settles in terms of demand for this product.
Court Morris with Kubota. Thanks for the time here at the National Farm Machinery Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.